It is the weekday wake up this morning on SVI Radio, and our guest interview today from Star Valley Health is Dr. Nikki Millicent today. And Dr. Millicent is putting together menopause consult clinics for those across Star Valley and Western Wyoming. Dr. Millicent, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Great. How are you, Duke?
Hey, doing well. Appreciate your time today. So, as always, it's great to talk with you, Dr. Millicent, get caught up on what you're doing in this menopause consult clinic. Understand this is something new to Star Valley Health that you are beginning, correct? Tell us about how all this came about and why you feel it's important to have.
Correct. We, as family medicine providers, several of us do actually manage menopause, but there has been a push for more menopause awareness and treatment. There's definitely some holes in some of our education. I have taken a particular interest in learning more about the treatment of menopause and the time around menopause. It's something I've been kind of ramping up for, say, the last 3 to 4 years, taking extra education. And have a particular interest in midlife and care of women in midlife. And so I felt that this was a good time to get this launched and help the women of Star Valley with their questions about what happens to them when they meet this time of life.
So do you anticipate this being an ongoing type of clinic or course as it is, or how does it, like an annual thing or a couple times a year? How do you see that rolling out?
So I am actually transitioning to taking patients into this clinic kind of as a specialist. I am still doing primary care in addition, but becoming kind of a mini specialty within what I already do. I'm a family physician in Star Valley. I've been serving the population of Star Valley for 14 and a half years as a family physician. I'm also an osteopathic physician, so I've treated lots of people in the Valley with what we call osteopathic manipulation, which is a hands-on type of treatment. But it's just combining a little bit more of a particular interest that I have and trying to focus specifically in on women's health at this time of life going forward.
Sure.
But we'll continue to do what I'm already doing.
Okay, so it's not a course or a class. It's just this is something you're offering as a specialty for people to come see you one-on-one then, if I'm understanding that correctly.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Specifically for the time before menopause, questions around menopause, and the time after menopause.
Dr. Nikki Millicent, Star Valley Health, now offering menopause consults in the clinics around Star Valley with Star Valley Health. So at what point does a woman think, okay, maybe I should go in and start talking with Dr. Millicent on this? And I mean, is there an age or some of the signs? When does this process begin for someone to come talk to you?
Great question. There's a lot of misunderstanding around menopause. We think menopause is you only have symptoms. You can only be treated after someone has stopped having their usual menstrual cycle. And that is the average age is somewhere between 50 and 51. But in reality, women start to experience symptoms. It can be as early as in their late 30s to, you know, anywhere in their mid 40s before they actually stop having their cycle. And so it's traditionally women who are wondering if they're starting to transition into this, what we call perimenopause. So symptoms before the last cycle, which will happen sometimes between 50 and 51, and then women after they stopped having their cycle. So it's a broad range of women, but a lot of times it's not talked about by our moms, our sisters, our grandmas. They had a completely different experience, but new information and understanding around this time of life is really being put out to the public. I don't know if you've seen any Maria Shriver, Oprah Winfrey, all the celebrities are jumping on board and trying to teach the general population about what happens at this time of life. So it's really having its moment right now. It's something I have a particular interest in, and I felt like it was a good time to launch this clinic and help those women in Star Valley.
All right, excellent. So what about those who have already gone through menopause? Is it still beneficial for them maybe to come meet with you and get any post information?
definitely. It really depends on if people are having symptoms and if they feel like they're getting their questions answered through their current care, either through their primary care physician or their specialist or gynecologist. But if they're in that, you know, kind of no man's land where, you know, they know that they don't cycle anymore, but they think they might still be having questions, or they've heard that there's some other things that can be done for them at this time of life, that's when it's appropriate as well. I'm always happy to meet with women and answer their questions. That's really what my job is as a physician, is education. And so even if we meet together and we decide that, you know, potentially this treatment or that treatment, which they had questions on, isn't really appropriate for them, but I want to educate them on what is the current practices and what can be most helpful for them at this time of life.
Dr. Nikki Millicent, Star Valley Health, and again, these menopause consult clinics now available through and with Dr. Millicent. So, Dr. Millicent, how does someone get in touch with you and begin the process, and what does that look like?
I am primarily in Alpine and Thane, Star Valley Health Clinics. The Alpine Clinic is 307-654-5852. The Thane Clinic is 507-883-5852. And then I'm also taking telehealth consults. I am licensed in Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, and Arizona, trying to extend the reach of Star Valley Health.
Very good. That's Dr. Nikki Millicent. And again, you can find more details online at starvalleyhealth.org. Dr. Millicent, as always, appreciate your time. Anything we miss you'd like to mention?
I am doing a lecture series with the Alpine Branch Library. It's on specifically on the time before a woman stops cycling, a time called perimenopause. I have it scheduled on Thursday, April 10th at 6 p.m. at the Alpine Branch Library. So women at any stage of menopause, but specifically in that stage, what we call perimenopause, so the 5 to 10 years before they stop cycling, for women to learn more information.
All right. That's coming up again April 10th. That's Dr. Nikki Millicent this morning on the Weekday Wake Up.